Log Talk Radio.
This is Tasha Cobb singing Fill Me Up Overflow on One Mic, One Take. You provide the fire.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill
Praise God, praise God, praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. The words of that song by Tasha Cars said, fill me up, hallelujah, till I overflow. Hallelujah, praise God. She want to be filled with the Spirit, hallelujah, until the Spirit begins to overflow and pour out of her. Hallelujah, praise God. It wasn't enough just to be filled up. Hallelujah, praise God. That's some of our problem. We just want to be filled up. Hallelujah. Amen, praise God. But she said, fill me up, hallelujah, until I overflow. She want to run over. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you on the line want to run over tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you ought to want to run over. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to want the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. To open up and God pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. You ought to want that overflow in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. My name is Elder Andre Fibos. I want to welcome everybody to the Committed Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah, featuring Apostle Elgin Curry. He will be joining us later on in the program, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you be with us on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We believe that you are already here. For you said when two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, hallelujah, we bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to pour out onto your people. Hallelujah, Lord, we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be praised on tonight. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, once again, we want to welcome everybody out there listening to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship featuring Apostle Elvin Curry out of Long Beach, California. West Coast is most definitely in the house.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And he has most definitely been representing all week long. Hallelujah. We are on night number 7. I don't know if it's a revival or if it's a reoccurring program right now. Hallelujah. All I know is the Lord is moving, and he ain't stopped moving. Hallelujah. He's going to keep moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank all of y'all for joining us. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's time to wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to go to our throne today. Amen. We want some testimonies. We want some prayer requests on the business. Hallelujah, of the Lord. And what when we say prayer requests, we're saying what you expect the Lord to do, hallelujah, in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we need to quit asking for the same thing and start asking and then expect. Hallelujah. Once I ask you one time, after that, you ought to just thank him for it. Hallelujah. You ought to thank him for it until it show up at your doorstep. Praise God. You ought to thank him for it. Hallelujah. Until it materializes in your life. He already got the request. The invoice is on the bill. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to thank him for already shipping it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to believe that the blessing you ask God for is already on the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And y'all know I like to go, before we go to the throne of grace, I like to go to Psalms. Hallelujah, chapter 100 out of the old King James. Hallelujah, praise God. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. And his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Praise God. Before we open up the lines for testimonies, amen, I want you to look at verse 5. Hallelujah. It tells you the reason why you're doing all this stuff he told you to do. Why are you making a joyful noise unto the Lord? Why, hallelujah, are you serving the Lord with gladness? Why do you have to know, hallelujah, that the Lord, he is God? Why I got to walk in church praising his name? Hallelujah. Why do I have to bless his name? Why do I got to be thankful to him? Why I got to do all this stuff, David? Hallelujah. And David told me when he ended it, he said, "For the Lord is good." He could have stopped right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's enough to praise his name. Hallelujah. That's enough to magnify his name. That's enough to lift him up because he's good. It's hard to find somebody that's good. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God is good all the time. Hallelujah. And all the time, God is good. Praise God. That's enough right there. But then he said his mercy. My God. His mercy is everlasting. Praise God. You know, my mercy might run out. You might get on my nerves and I say, you know what? I'm done with you. Hallelujah. You can go and get your stuff. Get out there. I don't care where you go, kids. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care where you go, friend, pastor, friends, I don't care. Y'all got on my nerves. Get away. But God say, my mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. No matter how many times you dip your foot in sin, hallelujah, he forget about it. Praise God. We don't forget like that. Thank God we got somebody. You got to thank God for himself. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. God, if it wasn't for you, who would I turn to when I done got on somebody's nerves? Praise God. Who would I turn to? Hallelujah. Praise God. When I done alienated everybody around me, who would I turn to? Praise God. God said you can turn to me because my mercy is everlasting. And then he says, hallelujah, to wrap it up, he says, and his truth, Lord have mercy, his truth endureth to all generations. My God, you mean the same mercy that David got. Hallelujah. See, you think you done messed up too much, but you know that same truth that David got. David got forgiven for his sin. You know you can get that same mercy. You know you can get that same grace. The same grace your great-grandmama got. The same grace your grandmama got. The same grace your daddy got. The same grace your mama got. Hallelujah. You can receive that grace. Praise God, and it's more good news. Your children, and your children's children, and your children's 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 children can receive the grace of God, because that's the kind of God we serve. That's why you praise his name. Not because what he can do for you, but simply because of who he is. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of grace. It is everlasting. It is never ending. Hallelujah. And for that alone, you should be thankful. Hallelujah, praise God, because you could have been dead and gone. You could have been on your way to hell by now. Hallelujah, but God has kept you. Hallelujah, God has washed you up. Hallelujah, he could have let you die in the midst of your sin. Praise God, hallelujah. If you ain't thankful for nothing else, you ought to be thankful for the blood. Hallelujah, praise God. Praise God. The blood, what Andre Crouch say, the blood, it reaches the highest mountain, and it reaches the lowest valley. And so lowest point, the blood, hallelujah, was able to wash you up and make you whole. At your lowest point, hallelujah, God was able to clean you up. At your lowest point, hallelujah, you sitting there griping because you ain't got no car, hallelujah, and you ain't got the house you want. Praise God, and you ain't got the wardrobe you want. Hallelujah, you could have been in hell by now. Praise God, that's what you ought to be thankful for. Be thankful for what you got. Hallelujah, praise God, and then watch what you can get. Lord, have mercy. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. So as we go to the throne of grace on today, let's come with an attitude of gratitude. Let's come telling the Lord, thank you for what I already got. Come on in, Sister Kathleen. You always come in at the same time, Sister Kathleen. We thank God for you. Praise God. We are just opening up. Hallelujah. We love you too, praise God. We just opening up a testimony service, praise God. The floor is open. If you want to give our first testimony, you are welcome to do so, praise God.
I have a testimony. I had my two nieces and one great niece and a great nephew came over to visit me. My brother children that died, that my brother that died and his wife was recently had died about 3 months ago. They came over to my house and we was laughing, talking about old times, and it was just good just to be in their presence.
Hey, man, that's a blessing, praise God. Hallelujah.
All that's going on. You know, I got another cousin that died yesterday. They buried one yesterday, and another one died. A cousin still in the hospital. A brother-in-law down in the hospital. Got back cancer bad. Can't walk now. They're trying to put him in a nursing home. So through all of the circumstances, God's still good. Then Miss Ursula still have her cousin that has cancer. And her daughter, the one lost the car, still looking for a car, you know, trying to believe God for favor. And Miss Ursula need another car. You know, we just hanging on to Jesus.
Amen. So, praise God. And that's who to hold on to. Hallelujah.
Finance that I'll be able to do the things I have to do for my little organization to get it off the ground and be able to do other things, and you know, just saying thank you, Jesus, for knowing that He loves us just that much. He took His time out for us, you know. That's a blessing right there, you know. And I know
Amen.
We need money to make the world go around, but God is still good, even though that the money is not here yet. God still let me see His favor. You know, God is still upon us. You know, when I go in the day's time thinking about everything that you have said to us, Pastor Corey, I was telling him, I said, God shall not lie. It come to pass. If He said
Amen.
It and you believe it, wait for your miracle, because it's coming.
Hallelujah.
You know, just like I told him when I was crazy and didn't know no better, God took care of me. Now, you know He took care of me now since I know.
Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Daddy always said, same thing like, two broke people ain't got no business being a judge. One don't want to take that and can't buy suit. So you need to pray and ask God to make sure that He has it already prepared for you, because you have a problem, my child. So I guess that sticks with me a whole lot. You know.
Amen. We thank you for that testimony. Yes, he is, and we thank you.
Like it's about ready to get bad again with our weather. You know, the enemy is still trying to attack our weather.
Amen. But like you said, God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of everything, praise God, we can hear the joy in your voice. Hallelujah. Praise God from the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
And we thank God for that on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Kathleen on tonight. And you said Sister Ursula and her cousin. And
yes,
amen. Amen. Praise God. And you out of Louisiana, sister? You out of Louisiana, right, sister? Amen. You out of Louisiana, right, sister?
Yes, I'm out of Louisiana.
Amen. Amen. We praise God for the week.
Hello, folks. Thanks for your prayers. And y'all pray for me. I had looking for a check. I didn't find that check, but I found another one I didn't have. So praise the Lord and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, Sister Ursula. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't the Lord moving? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is moving in everybody's lives in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You heard how she said it wasn't where she was, the one she was looking for, but she messed around and found another. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah.
And she didn't even know she had.
Lord have mercy. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for those testimonies. Amen. Sister Kathleen and Sister Ursula, praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on the line on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Praise God.
My name is and I'm just going to thank the Lord for blessing me and my family and friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Sister Dixon. We thank God for you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister. I heard you.
I want to thank you, praise God, for what he's doing in my life. I thank him for how he's moving. Thank God how he's blessing his prayer line. I thank God for showing up and showing out. I thank God because he is who he is. He said, I am that I am. I thank God because he can be in one place at one time. I just thank God because he's so great and he's so good. I'd like for you all to pray for me and pray for my family. I got some family that's heading towards Arkansas, going back for my auntie's funeralizing. Just pray that they make it safe. Pray my strength to the Lord. I also pray for my children. Pray for Jessica and Michael and Darion and Anthony that God touches their life. And I just want to tell you, since you guys been praying, and I hear the woman of God, Jessica did call and touch base this morning, and Micah showed up. So I know it's God. Continually pray for my family. Pray that God save us.
Amen. We thank God, amen, for Mother Alberto tonight, amen. The Lord moving,
yes.
Hallelujah, in her life and then on her behalf. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You know, a lot of times we don't even have to do anything. Once we make our request known to God, hallelujah, praise God, we just seem to walk into what we were asking God for. Hallelujah, praise God, because that's how God is. That's how come there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that say, and it came to pass, praise God, hallelujah. After that happened, this happened, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, that's how our God works. After you get through going through something, hallelujah, amen, praise God, you're going to achieve something. After they went through the storm, praise God, they ran into a man with 5,000 demons, hallelujah, and the man was healed, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. I said this to say every time there's a test coming, every time you're going through a storm, it's something at the end of that storm. Hallelujah. And the storm is trying to prevent you from getting to that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you endure, hallelujah, to the end, praise God, your miracle is on the other side of that storm. Or you might be somebody else's miracle. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we don't realize we somebody else's miracle, and the enemy don't want us to get to somebody else. Hallelujah. Because he knows two can defeat 10,000. By yourself, you got 1,000 of them. Hallelujah. But two of y'all, Lord have mercy. I don't need two of y'all hooking up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Mother Alberta on today. Amen. And everything God is doing in her life. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Virgie, Palmdale, by way of Fort Ice, Arkansas at the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory because he deserves it. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. And he deserves all the glory.
Yes, praise God.
Hearing an echo going here, but I just want to thank you, praise God, for the lesson we had, Sunday school lesson I had this morning. Hallelujah. I just want to read a bit right here. And he gave me to understand. I want to make sure that I get this right. Hallelujah. And it was What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying the fathers have eaten the sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? And the lesson that we got out of this, that I got out of this morning, which God opened up the way and showed me, that he's letting us know that everyone are responsible now for your own sins. You know, at that time, it was a proverb, and I want to make sure I get this right. If I say something wrong, someone help me out. But he's letting us know that no one can stand in for our sins. And like he said here, he said, but if a man, wait, behold, all souls are mine, he said. And as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinned, it shall die. So in other words, whatever we do, our sins, whatever sins we do, we're going to die for that. We can't be depending on thinking that someone else, you know, is going to take the sins like it was back in, I guess, the days of the Old Testament, where priests and all would go in and stand in for the sins at that time. So he's letting us know that, you know, our sins is on us, in other words. So whenever we sin, whatever we do, we're going to have to pay for that ourselves. So I just was getting an understanding of that, because I never could understand what that meant by, the fathers. Let me read that again and say, what means ye that you use this proverb? Because he told them to quit using that proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying that the fathers have eaten the sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. So in other words, like we could, you know, taste the sour grape. I might be saying it wrong, but I'm trying to get that understanding right. But I just thank you, praise God. It was a good lesson, and I'm still chewing on that. And you all just pray for me and pray for all of our understanding to be opened up. That's what I want. I want to understand. I already know that this relationship with God is so powerful. I just love the Lord, and I just, you know, I just thank and I praise him for showing me the way and helping me right now through some things. Right now, I'm just like I feel like a sitting duck. You know, some things that I came down to take care of haven't even been taken care of yet, and I don't want to question God. So I just want to give myself completely away to the Lord. And just, I already placed it in his hand. I believe I placed it in his hand, but it haven't come into fruition yet. So pray for me, Sister Virgie. I'm in Fordyce, Arkansas, by way of Palmdale, California. Pray for me, please. Amen.
Amen, amen, Sister Virgie. Praise God for you all today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will put your prayer request on the throne of grace. Amen. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on the line on tonight?
I have a prayer request. I'm Esther Nelson. I would like for everybody to pray my strength in the Lord. I have a heart condition now, and I have my legs swelling up. And I had some bad news not too long ago. A friend of my son's, he went home. He went to open the door, and he fell dead with a heart attack. He was a very young man. And I'm asking prayer for me and his family also. To pray for me that I get better.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Sister Nelson. Amen. We will put that healing on the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, and we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight?
Call 1-800-897-1359.
Amen. Well, bless the – I'm sorry, was there one? I thought I heard. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to introduce the man of God on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard the prayer requests that have gone up before your throne on tonight, Lord. You said in your word, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done, hallelujah, by the Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. We come together tonight and we touch and agree, hallelujah, on the things that have been put upon your throne. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray, Lord, for healing on tonight. Hallelujah. We pray for deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah. We pray for that breakthrough on tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we believe that you have already heard our prayers. Hallelujah. You are already answering them as we speak. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. We receive your healing. Hallelujah. We receive your deliverance. Hallelujah. We receive that breakthrough right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Anoint his lips of clay tonight, Lord, to speak nothing but your holy word. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to pour out onto your people. Hallelujah. We pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, he is worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. He is worthy. Hallelujah. To be lifted up. If you're in a situation right now, hallelujah, I want you to know that God, hallelujah, can rectify that situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what the situation is, he can bring you out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are getting ready for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I said we're getting ready for the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word for us on tonight through the man of God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Let me introduce him. Hallelujah. Give him a proper introduction. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the leader of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. Praise God. Out there in Long Beach, California. Praise God. And God, hallelujah, truly has an anointing on his life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to take the time to introduce the son, hallelujah, and present to others none other than our very own Apostle Eldon Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you. Give the Lord a hand, praise, for the man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle?
Now, this is Sister Linda from Palmdale. Everybody on the line?
Hello, Linda. Yeah.
How are you, Linda? How are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
That's good. How's the weather back there?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice out here today, too. We the only ones on the line?
No, man, no, we're actually waiting for... The apostle is about to bring forth the word. Are you there, apostle?
Sister Virgie's on the line?
Yes.
I believe,
tell him I said hi. Berta.
Hello,
Virgie. I'm okay. How you doing today?
I'm fine. I believe
that's good. How's Sister Virgie? Hello. Virgie, on the line? I can't hear you.
I'm here, Sister Linda. I'm here.
Hey, hi. I pray. Well, I always been praying, but I had a dream about you last night. I'll call you later. I'll call you tomorrow and tell you about it. How's everything going?
All right, but thankfully he's calling Pastor Corey to the line right now. I don't know if he's on there, but okay, I tried to call you too, so you can call him later.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, are you there? Praise God.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Let's see your hands of power and praise, God.
Yes, yes. Amen. Come on, saints, let's praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Give him, hallelujah, glory and praise and honor to do to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, all around the world. Hallelujah. Let's praise his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, not anybody mad but the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, make a joy for us, whatever that note is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on and praise his name. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. God is good and his mercy
enduring
forever. And bless God tonight, man. We in day 7 of this revival. How many of you, amen, are feeling the effects of God reviving you? Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Give it honor to God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. To the anointing of God. Amen. To Elder Andre. Amen. My
bless
dear
you,
brother. Amen. Much love. Much love to him tonight. Amen. God is stirring his people. Amen. How many know God is stirring his people? Glory to God.
Amen.
I got something for you tonight. I believe it's going to really bless. Bless our hearts and soul tonight, hot off the press, from heaven. Amen. Come with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Get to verse 4. You get there, shout hallelujah. Everybody there?
Hallelujah.
1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 4. Amen. And the word of the living God reads, it says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. I want to leave with you a thought tonight, beloved. Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to leave with you a thought tonight. You were born to win.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You were born to win.
Yes.
Look at what 1 John 5 says. But let's go back up to verse 1 so we can get the full understanding of what John is saying to us tonight. In verse 1 of chapter 5, 1 John, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, the Word of God said, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ. Now, let me break that down like the Holy Ghost is giving it to me. Everyone that believes that the Word is the anointing. Come on here, somebody. When you see that word Jesus, that word Jesus means the Word.
Yeah.
Now, everybody that believes that Jesus is the Word and that the Word is the anointing, come on here, somebody. Now, that word Christ in that particular context means the anointing.
Yes, it didn't.
Now, the anointing means the visible presence of God. Come on here, somebody. Everyone that believes that the Word is the anointing, is the visible presence of God, is born of God. Come on here, somebody. And everyone who loves the Father loves his children as well. So we can't be telling we love God and not love each other. Come on here, somebody. I believe that the Lord brought that to light before.
Amen.
Because whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And how can we hate anything that is born of God? Don't you know when we become born of God and we hate anything that become born of God that we start hating ourselves? And how many know there ain't no hating God? Amen. But the Bible says that, he do hate that which is evil. Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. But God says in us is overcoming power. Because the same one that conquered death, hell, and the grave is living in us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And everyone who loves the Father loves his children as well. This is how, verse 2, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commandments. Come on here, somebody. That's what that word is. See, so carrying out his commandments means that I must be walking in obedience in order to show that I love him. Come on here, somebody. So there's no way that we can have the love of God and not have the obedience of God to go along with the love. Come on here, somebody. But first, I got to realize that I must be what? Born again. Now, let's go right quickly. Keep your place in 1 John 5. Don't lose 1 John 5. But let's go to the Gospel of John.
All right.
Let's go to John chapter 3. First, look at Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee. But he was watching Yahshua, and he was saying, we know who you are. We know you're a teacher from God, because no man can do the works you do except God be with him. So even though he didn't believe his identity, he believed his works. Come on here, somebody. What are you saying tonight, Apostle? I'm saying this. Somebody is watching your works. Y'all still hear me tonight? They might not believe your identity, but they believe who you are because they've been watching your works in your worship and speaking for you. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 3. The Gospel of John, the third chapter of John. And we're going to be reading at the first verse. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, because now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. Verse 2, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Come on, hear somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice when he came to Jesus. He came to him when? At night.
Yes.
Because he didn't want nobody to know that he was talking to the Messiah. Come on, hear somebody.
Yeah.
He wanted him, but he wanted him in the private. Come on here, somebody. And what got me in the text was this. Notice what he said. And he said, we know. In verse 2. We know means that they have been talking. Come on here, somebody. Lord, we know, which means they have been talking. But then the rest of them had enough courage to come to him and talk to him. Come on here, somebody. But they had been talking amongst themselves. Come on here, somebody. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. Now, why would you be fighting somebody that you know that come from God? If you know they came from God, come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But they was fighting him because he did not fit their criteria, because he wasn't about their tradition. So any time, child of God, that you come across a religious demon and a religious demon fight you, it's because they know that you will. Come on here, somebody. And they... you're not about their tradition.
Come on now.
So they have been talking about Yahshua. They've been talking about Jesus. And then he says, for no one could perform the sign you are doing if God were not with him. And then in verse 3 it says, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are what? Born again. Now, Jesus dropped something real heavy on Nicodemus. Because his spiritual eyes were not open, he couldn't see what Jesus was saying.
Come on now.
Because his spirit wasn't born again,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't hear the voice of God.
Mm-mm.
Notice what he said in verse 4. How can someone be born when they are old?
Mm.
He's talking about a rebirth in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because his spirit can't hear God. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all still with me?
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about going back in the womb a second time. Look at it. And he's supposed to be a teacher. Come on here, somebody. He got the letter, but he ain't got no spirit. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, it says, Nicodemus asked, surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, truly, I tell you, No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of the water and the spirit. The water represents the word. Come on, here, somebody. And the spirit represents the anointing. So when we became born again, it was through the word and through the Holy Spirit of God. How many of you thank God for being born again?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Ooh, beloved, let me tell you something. That you have got a praise that was out of this. How many of you can praise God for being born again?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says we cannot even see the kingdom of God until we become born again. Being born again means you got spiritual vision, which means you can see the kingdom of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Child of God, that's what enables you to become a winner in the kingdom. That's why you can say you were born to win. See, look at the Holy Ghost. He said, look here, the reason why I washed your spirit and caused you, thank you, Lord, being born again means to have a new spirit. Come on here, somebody. To actually have the spirit of God. When your spirit receives the spirit of God, we become born again. Child of God, let me tell you something. When we get the word, there's still another process we got to go through to be complete. Because the word ain't the final process. The final process is when the word is reunited with the Spirit of God in us, and then we experience what is called what? The new birth, which means our spirit has been what? Born again. Come on and give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Go on. Come on, child of God. Come on and give God a praise for being born again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many of you know you've been born again?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
When you don't want to do what you used to do, that means you've been born again.
Mm.
When you don't want to go to the places where you used to go, that means you've been born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
When you don't say the things you used to say in a situation, that means you've been born again.
Thank you.
When you can get control over your temper, when you know you would knock the hell out of somebody over two words, that means you've been born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you want to go slipping and dipping and tipping, and you can't do what you want to do, that means your spirit has been what? Born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm not. Who
is it? Let me tell you, when you're born again, that means that it done hit your spirit that you was born to win. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come
on. Amen. Born to win. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, that's cool yet about Sando. Let me tell you something. Now. Listen, when you can get the revelation that Jesus is the anointing, see, because nobody thought it but Peter. When Yahshua asked him, said, who do you say that I am? First, he was asking them, who do men say that I am? Because he was concerned about what people were saying about it. So he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Then they thought the answer was, you know, Master, some say that you Jeremiah, some say you Elijah, some say you Moses. Then he said, but who do you say? Because the people can only go by what you tell them about me.
Amen.
See, it's all right for us to preach about Jeremiah. It's all right for us to preach about Elijah. It's all right for us to preach about Moses. But at the end, we should be revealing who he is to the people. Come on. Because he looked at him and said, now who do you say that I am? And everybody got quiet. And nobody said nothing. Until the anointing of God hit Peter. Peter said, thou art the Christ.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, he did.
There are the anointing, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the son of the living God, not the dead God. Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. And guess what Yahshua said to him?
Yes, pull it out.
He said, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood. In other words, your flesh and your blood didn't reveal that to you because you got a revelation. How many know anytime you get a revelation that it can't come from flesh? Come on here, somebody. Flesh don't get revelation. Somebody catch that nugget. Revelations only come from the Holy Spirit of God. You can only get a revelation when you've been born again. Come on here, somebody. That's why Jesus told him, he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. He said, my Father, which is in heaven, revealed that. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
somebody give God a praise. Because when you can see the anointing, that means God has separated you from the crowd. See, everybody don't see the anointing. Everybody don't see the presence of God. Come on here, somebody. That's why when you've really been born again, God says, I single you out from the crowd. Come on here, somebody. Speak, Daddy. Hallelujah. Speak, Daddy. God says, get in your spirit. You were born to win. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. When I was a little boy, I started playing sports. Hallelujah. I love basketball. And I hated to lose at basketball. Glory to God. And when I got good enough to start playing basketball, the first thing I did was I learned the fundamentals of basketball. Because when you learn the basics, that's what makes you better than everybody else. Because everybody want to be fancy and learn all the fancy stuff. But no, it's about learning the basics. Because the more you practice the basics, the better you get. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
I'm going somewhere with this here. So when I got good enough to start shooting and playing with the big boys, hallelujah, glory to God, I noticed something. And I heard this here. God say this, and it didn't make sense to me at the time. I said, wait a minute, something about that don't sound right. He said, it's not about whether you win or lose, but it's how you play the game. But then I thought about something, he never won. He always lost. And I didn't like how he looked when he lost. And I said to myself, I don't want to feel like that. Because he looked sad, like he just, you know. But he was trying to play it off like, well, it really don't matter whether you win or lose. See, a person that say that ain't never won nothing. Because when you get into the groove of winning, you don't want to lose. And I can remember when I won my first game, and I love how I felt. I said, if this is how winning feels, I don't want to lose. Hallelujah. So I did everything I did to become good at what I liked. And then when I became good, I was looking at how I could become better. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because how many know that good ain't ever good enough? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And God has said he wants you to know he didn't design you to lose. But you got to get it in your spirit that losing is not of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Show me anywhere in the book where he lost at anything that he did.
He lost, yeah.
And I will hush my mouth, hallelujah.
Come on now. Come on now.
Show me anywhere where he said, it's all right to lose. No, he never did that. Everywhere where he spoke about what? Victory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. I want you to add a little quote. The Rama sounded even sticky. I was walking and the Lord spoke something to me and it stuck in my spirit and I started rejoicing in my spirit. Catch this, beloved. Catch this tonight. The Lord said, yeah, I put it in you to win. He said, why would somebody on a winning team get off a winning team and go on a losing team?
Come on.
And he was talking to me about those of us who leave the kingdom to go get on the devil's side. Come on here, somebody. He said, why would you leave a winning team and go to a losing team? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And let me, I started looking, I said, yeah, Lord, I said, why would anybody? In their right mind, he said, wait a minute. He said, yeah, you're right. In their right mind. Hallelujah. That's why you gotta guard your mind, glory to God. Why would anybody leave a winning team when you're winning, glory to God, hallelujah. And step off a winning team to go on a losing team, to lose everything. Unless you ain't in your right mind, hallelujah. That's why we got to keep the mind of the anointing, because the mind of the anointing will keep us what? On the winning team. Come on here, somebody. And see, the enemy wants us to lose because he used to lose it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Can I share something with you, child of God?
Man.
Are y'all still riding with me tonight? In the
yeah,
Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Listen. Victory is always on God's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, that was worth the price of admission right there. See, victory is always on God's side. Because God got it with what? The victory. He got it with all victory. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But see, the enemy don't know how it feels to win because he ain't never won. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, child of God, you got to understand you were born to win. Why? Because you were born of God, born again. See, being born again makes me entitled to win. See, I didn't know what way it was until I got on the Lord's side. See. And yet we can win some things in the world, but I fully understand what Paul was talking about. Paul said, I count everything but dung. Hallelujah. It is everything that I've achieved in the world, amen, it ain't nothing compared to winning with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, it's too quiet on the line right now. So praises need to go up.
Hallelujah.
If there's any winners on the line tonight, I need you to give your God a praise. And if you're on the winning
Hallelujah.
Team, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Your God is a winner. Hallelujah. And you got that same God in you. Come on, give him a shout over quick.
Hallelujah. My God is a winner.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Oh, watch out of the hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you can't lose. That's why losing ain't normal. Hallelujah. No, it ain't normal. God says you got to get in the place where you say, I was born to win. Hallelujah.
That's
I was
right.
born to conquer. Yeah, I was born to be victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8:37. Somebody get it from the right foot. Romans 8:37. Hallelujah. We going somewhere tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. That's why the devil can't defeat you. That's why you done been through hell and back. And you still standing because there's a winner in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, I should have been dead. No, you should have been dead. You would have been. No, you right where you supposed to be. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's why they didn't be mad because he can't kill you. Because whatever is born of God, hallelujah, overcometh the world, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm talking to the winner in you. Glory to God. I'm talking to the winner in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor right quick. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
There's a winner in me.
There's a winner in me.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
At 37.
Man.
Oh, this is going to blow your mind right here, beloved. You may have to move the couch or something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
Because I've heard it, but I ain't never heard it like this here. I've heard it. I've heard a lot of it talk about being a conqueror and more than a conqueror, but I never heard it presented like this, hallelujah. Let me just say that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Are you there?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Read that something.
Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us.
Stop. So, it says we are more than conquerors. Not just a conqueror. Conqueror means to make your enemy fully submit to your authority. Conquer means that you have overpowered your enemy. Now, are you ready for what more than a conqueror is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? More than a conqueror means to convert your enemy into a friend or a helper.
All right.
Not only have I conquered my enemy, but now he's become my friend and my helper now.
Lord, have mercy.
See, conquer can mean to conquer his flesh. But now when I conquer his spirit, I become more than a conqueror, because now I made him what? My friend now and my helper. Now he's become my servant.
My God.
God is telling you, you could turn your enemy into a helper and a friend. You become what? More than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My God. You better preach that word.
So the enemy that's fighting against me, he's going to end up becoming a friend, because he's going to realize no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So he said, ain't no use to keep fighting against you. I can't win. He's going to make me He's going to realize he can't win, beloved. Hallelujah. He done tried everything. But everything he tried has failed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What do you do when you done everything against somebody and it ain't work? Hallelujah. After a while, you be like, well, I can't beat him. Hey, I might as well what? Join him. Come on. Oh, y'all. Somebody need to give God a praise. A little more cool than I'm about.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm going to make your enemy your footstool. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to turn your enemy into a helper. I'm getting ready to turn him into a story. Oh, cool, turn out my thunder. Hey! Glory to God today.
Yes, Lord.
Don't mind waiting, Lord. Don't mind waiting, Father. Hallelujah.
Is there really anybody that got a shout right now for what God just said?
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Romans 8:37 says, in all things what? We are more than what? Conquerors. Hallelujah.
Conquerors.
In all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. Through him that what? Loved us. That's why Paul said in verse 38, for I am convinced or fully persuaded that neither death nor life. Why? Because nothing can defeat me. Because I've made my enemies what? A friend and a helper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, baby. Are y'all still listening? Can y'all hear me tonight?
Go ahead.
The same enemy that think he's working against you really working for you. Come, hey, that ain't more cool than my son, though. Hallelujah. The enemy don't know it, but he actually working for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because nothing can work against us. Oh, I wish I had some praises in the house tonight. Hallelujah. God is saying, don't worry about who's against you. So you're going to come out what? On the winning side. Ooh, I wish I could scream right now, y'all. He said, you get ready to come out on the winning side. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You ain't got to know what side you on. Hallelujah. You done forgot what side you on? Before we got saved, we was on the losing side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God.
But now
you better preach
that I'm on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say the Lord's side.
The Lord's side.
Woo! Glory to God. Say it again, beloved. The Lord's side.
The Lord's side.
How good do it feel to be on the Lord's side? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy and acceptable. Glory to God. This is a reasonable service. so you can be renewed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you can be transformed, not conformed, transformed. In other words, that new creature, that new spirit can come out of you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The winning spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, y'all better kiss with the Holy Ghost stand tonight. God says there's a winner in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was born to win. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God said to drop it in your spirit. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, amen.
Catch this, y'all. Catch this. Catch these nuggets that the Lord is throwing out. He said, we wasn't born to sin. We was born to win. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, I wasn't born to sin. I was born to win. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You got to recognize. Glory to God. I can't lose with the stuff I use if I use it right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got the Word working for me. I was born to win. I got the Holy Spirit of God working inside me. I was born to win. I got angels working around me. I was born to win. I was born to win. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout if you believe it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
On the wind. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah, God.
That's why the enemy couldn't kill me. Glory to God. I was born to win. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Why? Because I was born to win. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Had to keep me till I could come to my senses. Hallelujah. Because the old mind I had was so we used to lose it. He said, I got to get to to you before your mind caused you to self-destruct. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. How many are glad that God got to you just in time? He got to us just in the nick of time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Come on, give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's hitting somebody's spirit now.
Amen.
I was born to win. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We're getting ready to close a little bit now. Now I want y'all to go back to 1 John 5. And I'm getting ready to close it with this. Check out how the Holy Ghost is going to do this thing.
Go ahead.
Lord, you is too tight. Hallelujah. Go back to verse 4. I'm going to read it again before I close out, before the Lord help me to close out. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory. This is the victory. Now, what is the victory? That we're able to walk in the obedience of God. Hallelujah. That's the victory. Hey, God. Ooh, I feel a shout right there. Oh, I feel heaven right there. That's the victory. Not the loss. Why? Because you can't lose.
Come on now.
And this is the victory. The victory is every time I walk in obedience to God, they give me what? The victory.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Every time you walk in obedience to God, they give you the victory.
Come on.
Amen.
Hey, every time you obey God, they give you victory over the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And the Lord look and say, hey, yeah. There go my daughter. Yeah, there go my son. He was born. She was born to win. I never so cool yet about
hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let me share something with you that separates God from the devil. See.
All right.
The advantage that God got over the enemy is this. You know why? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for this revelation. Catch this. Catch this all over the line tonight. Catch this. You know why the devil can never get out of hell? Ooh, it's quiet on the line right now. You know why the devil can never get out of hell? Because hell holds everyone or anyone that has sin in them.
Amen.
Wow.
So he'll never get out of there. Because no one can get out that has what? Sin in them. So he got power, but he ain't got all power. When Jesus went down into hell, hell couldn't hold him. Hey! Ooh, God, you're going to make me go somewhere tonight. Hell couldn't hold him because there was nothing to hold on to.
Amen.
Y'all still with me tonight. Walk it out with me. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost. Death couldn't hold him. Hell couldn't hold him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Hey! Yeah. Somebody need to shout right there. Death couldn't hold him.
Hallelujah.
Hell couldn't hold him.
Yes, Lord.
And the grave couldn't hold him.
That's the word. That's the word. Hallelujah. Yes.
Because there was no sin in him for him to hold on to.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Death was trying to wrestle with him. He said, I say, hold him. He's too strong.
Ah, glory, glory,
glory, glory, Hell said, I can't hold him. He's breaking down the door. Hallelujah, he's about to get out of here. And the only thing left was the grave. And the grave said, I can't do nothing with it. Hallelujah. He was going to win, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When he got up, everybody got up and said, all power. Hallelujah! All power. Come on here, somebody.
All power.
If this don't hit you below, if you ain't turn the somersault tape down, your spirit ain't going to tell you,
all power.
I ain't heard nobody say it yet that they got all power, but yeah, he the only one that said I got all power. Come on here, somebody.
All power, hallelujah, Jesus. All power, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God said that's why he don't want us to be timid. He said, I got all power.
Mm.
And if I'm in you and you in me, guess what? You got all power. Hey, glory to God. I'm trying to wrap it up, y'all, but I need somebody to give God a praise. Give God a crazy praise. Hallelujah. Give God the kind of
praise
that says, Lord, I believe you, and I thank you that I am a winner because you are a winner. Come on, beloved, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
You can overcome everything that the enemy is trying to do against you. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. And the devil can't do nothing about it.
Hallelujah.
I'm a winner. And the devil can't do nothing about it.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Give your God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm on this team. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Come on, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. You
know
what? And the reason why the enemy mad at us, too, is because he know he can't never get back on the winning team. Hallelujah!
Come on,
that's
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I done lost everything.
Hmm.
I had it all. Hallelujah! But I left it all. Glory to God. On the winning team.
Amen.
I bet the fallen angels are still kicking themselves in the behind. Hallelujah. Why? Because they left their first estate and can't get back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'm on the winning team.
Amen.
I was born to win.
Born to win.
Hallelujah. Hey! Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you. No, no, how you going?
I wish somebody would show me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you what I heard Daddy say in my spirit. They said they're going to make you shout. I guarantee you. God said, that's why I got to come back for my team. Hallelujah. God can't leave us down here. Hallelujah. He said, I got to come back for my winning team. Hallelujah. If you know to be the truth, give God a shout of vocal,
Yada.
Hallelujah.
I dare somebody lift your hands and just receive that word from the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Let that word soak in. Glory to God. Glory to your sweet name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Begin talking to God in your heavenly language, hallelujah. Lift your hands, just begin to worship him all over the place, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Begin to lift your hands and begin to worship
him. Thank you, Jesus.
Making you a winner. Come on, here, somebody. That was
amazing.
God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know what winning was, God, until I got on the inside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, for making me Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I wasn't born to be afraid. I wasn't born to be sick. I wasn't born to be poor. Hallelujah. I wasn't born to be bound by the enemy. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory be to God.
Born to be free, hallelujah. Through the Son set free, hallelujah. It's free indeed. Come on, just
hallelujah. Victory.
I speak to everyone under the sound of my voice. I release and unlock the winner in you. From this day, this night forward, you will walk in the anointing of victory.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I unlock that winner in you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
right now, Lord.
That's in somebody's spirit right now. Somebody's spirit is just coming alive right now. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Did you read that word again?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God is transforming somebody's life right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said, get over there right now. I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. They're going to talk about you whether you're winning or losing. I'd rather talk about them when I'm winning. Hallelujah. Let them tell, let them lie and sell your sale, though.
Amen.
Let them lie and say, he got to be selling, though. Don't no preacher have no $2,000. Let them lie on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't no preacher supposed to be driving no car like that. Let them talk about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to talk about you whether you drive a pickup or a Mercedes. Hallelujah. Either you ain't doing something right or you're doing something wrong. Lord, have mercy. Let them talk. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line at this time. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, hallelujah. If you have some encouraging words for the man of God, if that word touched you, hallelujah, on tonight, hallelujah. The line is open. Praise God. Will there be one?
Yeah, this is Linda Hart. I have a prayer request. I need prayer regarding my finances. The devil trying to creep in and do and interfere, but I rebuke him. I'm a winner. He just mad, but let him be mad.
Come on now.
So I just need prayer. I just need prayer for my household and my family and friends. I just need prayer for me.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, would you play, would you go to the throne of grace for Sister Linda? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I will. Donna, let me tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. He said, right now, tell her to thank me for the victory.
Mm-hmm.
He said, thank him right now for the victory. He said, thank him for Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. And he's going to supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise him for his word that says that he's going to save you and your household.
Come on now.
And then praise him because he just said you were born to win.
Yeah. Amen.
So that means no matter what the devil do, he can't defeat you. God said, tell her to give me a praise now. I didn't hear him say, give me praise. And while you're praising him on that end, God could be working it out on the other end. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because he wants you to stand on his word.
Amen.
Because he wants you to know in your spirit that you got the victory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And he wants you to praise him in the face of the enemy. Hallelujah. See, that's what I say that you got real victory. When you can praise God in the face of the devil. Hallelujah. Because God is ready to shower you with blessings. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not what it looked like, daughter. You were born to win.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because you were born to win, you can't lose. Hey! Now give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, God, somebody help him praise him right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
God is there tonight.
Hallelujah.
Stand on his promise. Stand on his word because he's getting ready to manifest his glory in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise.
We give you praise.
And we thank you for everything lining up according to your word, oh God. We thank you that we know that we're on the winning team. And we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Do we,
thank you, Lord.
Do we have any other testimonies, any other prayer requests on the line tonight? Praise God.
Yes, hi, hi, Brother Peebles. This is Sister Kendra. How are you guys doing tonight? I want to put in a special request.
Bless the Lord. How are you?
Amen. I want to put in a special request for my finances, for my business, and just my financial life, and my overall life, and other, you know, areas of my life, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hmm.
That's a confirmation, Pastor.
Hey, do
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Look at God. Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Kendra, can you hear me, woman of God?
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
I said, can you hear me, woman of God?
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you.
The Lord just spoke to my heart, and what he spoke to my heart about you, he said, tell her overflow is coming.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I always thank God. I thank God.
God is
blessings
of heaven.
I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sweet Jesus.
I just hear my spirit. Money has been held up. It's given to be released and loose to you. And I hear the Lord saying, overflow is headed your way.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I hear the Lord saying, open doors. So he's getting ready to open doors that no man can close. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Thank you.
And I hear the Lord saying that another business is coming. You already got a business, am I right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I see you opening up another business.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
And I hear the Lord saying, overflow.
Amen.
He said, because of your obedience, for your obedience to him.
Yes, Lord.
Because
thank
blessings
you,
follow obedience. They will give us the victory. Hey! See, victory is through obedience.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the Lord said, that's why overflow is coming. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God. Also, God, get ready to elevate you spiritually. I see God taking you on another level in him, to another dimension in him.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Show himself mightily on your behalf.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give
thank
God
you,
a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
Apostle, I have a prayer request, and I would like to ask a prayer that the Lord will give me peace of mind, and that
he
will fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your daughter right now, Lord. You said that you would keep our minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you that even right now, God, if she give you her mind, God.
Lord, yes, Lord.
That if she give you her mind, God, that you would bring your shalom peace to her mind. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say, cast all your cares upon me. Whatever is concerning you, whatever it is, God says, cast that doubt, that burden, that situation, that circumstance, cast it on me. Hallelujah. Throw it on him. Hallelujah. Lord, this is too much for me. I can't handle it. Here, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And as you do that, God is going to fill you with his shalom peace. Lord, I thank you for your peace. Let's begin to say right now, say, Lord.
Lord.
Lord. I thank you.
I thank you.
For your peace.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God, I ask you right now, Lord, that while you filling her with your shalom peace, God, that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you would fill her with the Holy Ghost and with fire, God, that you will begin to speak in tongues, God, hallelujah, as you give her utterance, so God, go inside of her belly, God, and fill her belly with rivers of living water. Let the rivers of water run in her belly, oh God, and that it will come up through her tongues, oh God, and that she will begin to bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Because it's in her mouth, under the Bosando. Lord, get in her mouth. Get in her mouth, oh God. Hey, get in her mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. David said, I will bless you at all times. And your praise shall continuously be in my mouth. So get in her mouth, God.
Yes.
That you begin to praise Jesus. In her heavenly language, let the river of living water flow out of her belly, oh God.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah. God, if she begin to talk to you, God, hallelujah, let the tongues of heaven begin to come out of her belly, oh God, hallelujah. Somebody give God praise,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah. God, you're worthy. Worthy to be praised. Lord, we magnify you. Glorify you. We honor you. We worship you.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there another testimony on the line on tonight or another prayer request? Praise God. Hallelujah. What an anointing.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. This is Sister Alexandra. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The man,
came
Sister
on the
Alexandra.
Line today, and I just thank the Lord. I just thank him. I'm just so thankful and grateful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's just in my spirit, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. It's just in my spirit, and
hey,
I can't let it go.
God.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, I just need agreement, agreement. And I'm bringing something before the Lord, and I just need agreement, hallelujah, and I'm waiting on an answer from the Lord,
yes,
hallelujah,
God.
Because we need it, Lord Jesus, we need it, and I'm just waiting on hear from the Lord,
yes,
hallelujah,
God.
I presented it before him, hallelujah, I presented it before you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, I'm just waiting on the Lord, I'm just
yes,
waiting
God.
On the Lord to see what he says.
Yes.
I just need
yes.
agreement.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said,
yes,
any two agree. Hallelujah. Ask in my name. Hallelujah. And I will give
yes,
it to
God.
You. So I'm just in agreement. Hallelujah. Because the people need this, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just in my spirit.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And I just can't shake it.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, so I'm just asking for agreement. Hallelujah. I put something before the Lord, and I'm just going to wait on an answer, amen. And I just need prayer and agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God. We need it. Hallelujah. And I wouldn't be before the Lord if we didn't. But this is something we need today. We need it today. Hallelujah. Because we don't have much of it in the world today. Hallelujah. And this is very, very vital. It's very, very important. And the people need it. This is one of the weapons that we need. So I'm bringing it before the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. To strengthen
yes,
me.
God.
Hallelujah. Through his power. Through his
yes,
power.
God.
Not mine, but through his power. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I'm just
yes,
waiting on the help from the Lord. And
thank
I just
you,
need
Father.
To read.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexandra.
Yes,
praise God. She's asking us to touch and agree with all tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, amen.
Yes,
God. Praise God. Let's take it to the throne. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Amen. Woman of God, I just hear God say it. It is done. Hey, what you were asking God for, God said, it is done.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise God
Amen.
For the answer. God
Amen.
Said, it is done.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
somebody
you,
give God
Jesus.
A shout.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
I just
glory,
have the Lord
glory,
say to tell
glory,
you,
glory,
woman
glory,
of God,
glory.
It is done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
And there's another wave of God's spirit that's getting ready to hit your life. Mm. And I hear the Lord saying the outpouring is coming. Hey, Shato de Lenovo Shando. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Amen. See that.
Can you hear me tonight? God said the outpouring is coming. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost is coming. The same outpouring that was talked about in the book of Joel. That in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. The outpouring is coming. And the outpouring will be without measure. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
This next outpouring is going to be for our children.
My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because I've been ready to pour out my spirit without measure.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Did y'all hear what the Holy Ghost said?
Thank you, Lord. Great.
He can pour out his spirit without measure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
There's going to be an overflow of God's anointing on his people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That means whoever you've been praying for, they're getting ready to be saved. Whoever you've been praying for to get filled, they're getting ready to be filled. Hallelujah! Glory to Somebody need to give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody the overflow is coming.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Any more prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to stop praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be
praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't even ask for anything he's done. Hallelujah. If I start testifying, we're going to have to go all night. Praise God. If one of y'all really want to testify, hallelujah, you can go back to when you was in school. Hallelujah, praise God. And something should have happened to you when you was in school. You should have got killed in a car accident. You should have got killed in a drive-by. Hallelujah, praise God. You should have even been born. Lord, have mercy. But the Lord, my God, hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. His mercy, his grace, hallelujah. We can't testify enough to tell God how good he's been. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there another one on tonight? Praise God. Is there another one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Bless God. Hallelujah. I hear another testimony on the line. Hallelujah. On tonight. The Lord say, go ahead. Open your mouth. Speak. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I just want to say I'm still waiting on you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Still waiting. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Sister, the Lord says, the word says, hallelujah. If you wait on the Lord, you're going to mount up, hallelujah, with wings like eagles. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you waiting on the right one. Hallelujah. You waiting on the right one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Man. He getting ready to show up. And how many of you know when God shows up, he don't just show up, he show out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word.
Amen.
Amen. That went forth on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were born to win. We were born
amen.
To win. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen. We need to get that in our psyche, in our mind. Hallelujah. Losing it is not an option. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We've had a blessed time with the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, God. Yes,
can you
God.
Mail?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. You know, we got to know that. Oh, God, see, just sitting here listening, you know, the Lord is pointing my spirit, you know. He's given us the answers. Like, through this whole revival, like, the Lord has given us the answers to the problems. Like, you know, we gotta wake up. We gotta get our mind back on God. You know, like, get your mind off your kids, get your mind off your husband, get your mind off your finances, get your mind back on me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. We gotta get our minds back on the Lord. When we get our minds back on the Lord, we'll begin to see what the Lord is doing in our lives. Yes, the Lord plans on blessing us. Yes, the Lord is planning on blessing that business. Yes, the Lord is planning on fixing your finances, working out in your favor. Yes, he's planning to do all those things. We have to get our minds back on God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's God. God knows us better than anybody. You know, God knows when we're ready for the blessing. You know, some of us, we're not in the right mind to obtain what God has in store for us yet. Because if we get it, we're going to turn around and turn our back on it once again. He said, you ain't ready for that. You ain't ready for that. You know, God is trying to work and get those doubts out your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Get those wicked ways out your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We focus on the end result, but we missing what God is trying to do right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We so focused on the end result, we can't even see what the Lord is trying to work in us and through us. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
We got to get our focus back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what the Lord is holding my spirit. We got to get back focused. You know, everything work out for the good and love the Lord and the power to his purpose. You know, whatever she can do, she is. Think of a shit. We gotta you know, start believing what the word says. We don't believe God, just believe. You know, I know for myself, my own personal testimony. You know, before I even knew the word, knew anything about it. You know, I had a negative mindset. I just thought, you know, I'm home. It's gonna always be like this. I can't get around it, so I settled. You know, until the Lord lured me to him. You know, when I got to God, I came to have a different perspective on life. You know, right now mindset, in my transformed mindset, in my born-again mindset, I believe that everything that happens in my life is for a reason. God has set this to happen in my life.
Hey,
and I promise you, in every step of the way, it's wrong. I'm closer to the Lord more than I ever been in my entire life, you know. No matter if the Lord bless me. You know, blessings with a little money. Blessing my own place. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can get caught up in there and think that's your security. But no, the Lord has to teach me again. No, I am your security. Don't start trusting on that. You know, don't start trusting what your strength of your husband, what the husband do. No, your Lord is your provider. I am your source. You know, and the Lord has to teach us that. You got to know that God is your source. God is your provider. God is your healer. You know, we got to start pointing back to God. We're going to believe him. God is with us. God promise you he's with you right now in your situation right now. And I promise you, whatever situation you're in right now, he's working it out. Amen, hallelujah. It might not look like how you want it to look. Amen, hallelujah. But he's working it out. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank
Glory
you,
God. Be to God. It's more to this life than just having things. Yeah, God wants to have things, but it's more to that. He originally came so we can be able to fellowship with him again. So we can have life with him again, a relationship with him again. That's what's more important to the Lord than anything, relationship. He want a relationship with you. But do you want a relationship with God for real, for real? Not just the things he want to give you, but the relationship with the Lord. That's what he desires from you. Amen. As he put us, he love us. You know, he don't want us to perish. He love us. But the question is, we love him. Our actions show. You can, hallelujah. You can say, oh, I love the Lord. But your action, your heart, what is said it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. 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 I had to pour that out. I had to pour that out. I can't worry about what people see. I had to pour it out since the Lord put it in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going back.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, First Lady. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I agree. Hey, God been trying to take us up all week. Hallelujah. Praise God. Been pouring to us all week to get our mind back on him. Hallelujah. While my wife was talking, I thought about Peter. Hallelujah. Peter could have stayed on the boat and been safe, but he decided he had enough courage to step out on the water in the midst of the storm. But he messed around and began to look at the storm around him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And took his eyes off of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't take our eyes off God in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the Lord speaks, we let him speak. Praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone else on tonight with a testimony or a prayer request? Hallelujah. Or some encouraging words for the man of God? Hallelujah. Before we leave on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 I have something I want to say to Pastor Corey. Pastor Corey,
amen.
I thank you for paying attention to the Holy Spirit when even God speaks to you. And that you come on the line and you don't even compromise. You go it on and you bring it that everybody can understand it. You put it down on everybody's level. And that's what God wants us to do, to meet each other where we at. Don't pretend that we're something else and do it. And you do it all the time. And since I've been coming on the prayer line, nothing you have told me that have not came true. It did. When you told me that God was to send people unto me, like the man with the building. I keep saying, Lord, is this man real or what? But you said that 4 or 5 months ago. And then when it happens, it still makes me feel, Lord, what is this? You know? And he said, don't question him, just praise him. That's why I'm letting you know, it might be storms in your own life or something, but God's using you. A miracle going to come on the end of it. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, Lord.
It's coming. Because God ain't going to let you
Lord.
Out to him. So
yes,
I'm so glad that we had the revival. You know,
yes,
when
Lord.
I go to sleep, I automatically get up. You know, I don't set no more clocks. I didn't stop setting the clocks at my house. You know?
Wow.
And just like you said, when we prayed for my sister, and she went to the doctor. I said, look, girl, you got to trust God with all your heart.
You can't be letting the devil say all these things wrong with you. She called me back and said, you know, the doctor said I got the gout. I said, oh, you think that's better than something else? Tell me what God can do. Just keep on praying for me, cat. Keep on praying for me. No, you got to pray for yourself, too, now. But I'm just telling you, I love you in the Lord, and I thank God for using you to be able to bless us and let us realize what life is all about. It's not about things. It's about knowing who really died for us, what's really going on, you know?
Yeah.
And who report we're going to believe, you know?
Hey,
everybody has their opinion, but who report we're going to believe? And
yes, Lord.
I thank you. God knows I thank you. If I had a million dollars right now, you sure would have some of it. Because the Lord is using it. And it's coming. Praise you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Amen. I pray the blessings of God continue to shower down on you. Hallelujah. And God said he's going to continue to feed you.
Because you are hungry, hallelujah. The Bible said they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled.
That's right.
And God is filling your mouth with good things because you chase it after him.
That's right.
And people don't understand, when you chase after God, things come with God. Come, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Things come with God. You ain't got to worry about no things. The things come with him. That's why the Bible says that these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
People try to chase things. God said that's why they ain't coming. Because they're putting the things ahead of him. Oh, God. God help me then. They hallelujah. Glory to God. People putting things ahead of him. And God is saying, no, you got the priorities wrong. You got to chase me, and then the things that chase you. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yes,
Lord. Amen.
But I hear the Lord saying that he's going to continue to rain blessings on you, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Word. I just hear the word now. I just hear the Lord saying increase. Somebody need to praise God for increase.
Hallelujah.
Increase is coming to your
house. Coming to your house. Tell them to praise me for increase coming to their house.
Tell them I'm sending increase to your
house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Increase to your house. Come into believe God right now. Come on, give him a prayer if you believe God right now. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah.
We thank God for everything that he's doing. Hallelujah. He's really moving in the spirit. Hallelujah. He has really moved all this week. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to get the man of God and the woman of God to see how if he's going to do it again tomorrow. Hallelujah, praise God, but I'm down to go as long as the Lord may go. Hallelujah, amen. I'm down to go.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let's go forward.
Hallelujah, amen.
I'm saying let's go forward. I hear my spirit. Keep going forward, hallelujah. Don't stop. That's what I hear in my spirit. Don't stop, son. Hallelujah, cool, tied up by son.
All right.
If God said go ahead, then that's the green light right there, hallelujah.
Well, there it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be back tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. Again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We ain't going to stop till the Lord says stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need this. Amen. We need to eat every day.
the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If man shall not live by bread alone, hallelujah. While we only feed on the spirit of charity all country, hallelujah. Praise God.
Right.
We need to be eating every day.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And we need to be eating good words. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't need, hallelujah. We don't need no fast food. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of preachers out there feeding people, but they feed them fast food. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That
cool. When I went to the doctor told me fast food has a lot of preservatives and a lot of sodium in it, and it's not good for your body. Your body don't know how to digest a lot of a large amount of sodium and preservatives. Hallelujah. It's the same with the word. We just drive by and get a quick word. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Okay. And what? Praise God. We just got a quick little snack. Hallelujah. Went on about our business. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll get the whole meal on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to get another meal tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the man of God, Apostle Curry, will be coming forth, bringing forth another word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. We should have gone ahead and get out of here on tonight. So I'm going to turn it back over to the man of God, Apostle Curry, to close us out on tonight. Apostle, it's in your hands. Praise God.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, Elder. Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory tonight and honor tonight. Father, thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our spiritual eyes have seen. Thank you, Lord, what our spiritual heart understands. We thank you, Lord, that we understand through the anointing of your word, oh God, that we were born to win, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that because you got up with all power, Lord God, we're able to get up from any circumstance, situation, or position that we may be in, God. Because you live, God, we live also. And we thank you for overcoming power. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, anointing of the living God. We give you praise and glory and adoration right now, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, that all things is working together for our good because we love you and are the call according to your purpose. We give you praise, Lord, that you are our light and our salvation. Hallelujah. Whom shall we fear? Hallelujah. That you are the strength of our life, oh God, of whom shall we be afraid? We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your word, oh God, for your word is a light unto our feet. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We bless your holy name today, God, and we give you praise and glory and adoration, God. We thank you that your word declares, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through you that love us. And we give you praise, hallelujah. We have victory through you, Lord God. Look on every family. Look on every household that's represented here tonight, God. We thank you for victory. We thank you for the winning team, God. We thank you for taking us off the losing team and putting us on the winning team with you, oh God. We give you praise, glory, and honor and adoration. And we lift your name on high. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give him a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, keep us with your keeping power, oh God, until we meet here tomorrow night, God. Hallelujah. Feed us, oh God. Feed. Continue to feed us, oh God, until we won't no more. And we give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Come on, give your God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. I got some of that old school gospel for y'all. Praise God. But before we do that, I'm also a gospel rapper. I know y'all may not like rap that much, but I got this one rap, the sermon, put this on my heart to play. This song is called We Are Winning. Praise God. And after this song, I'm going to go back to that old school guy. Y'all check it out.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the build. It's ministry one, you know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on, you feel me? Yeah. I'ma tell you how I live my life.
Yeah.
Like this. Win some, lose some, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose. Alexis told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention? What? Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd. To the crowd. It's like we on a trip. And I ain't trying to flaunt. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High.
That comes with
it. Yeah. You call it perks. I call it benefits. If you don't know what body's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life the race, so. Win some, lose some, Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention? What? Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone passed the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention? What? Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still closing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Listen.
This song is for the broken in spirit, for a generation of winners, a nation of worshipers. We've come with a simple message, and it is, you were born to win. Come on, choir, help me say it. Hold on. He's come to tell you everything will be.
Everything will be alright.
Come along.
Come along.
To victory side.
To victory side.
You were born to win.
You were born to win.
Can we say it one more time? The Lord is born. You were born.
I was born.
Can you help me?
I will succeed.
praise, give him praise, come on, bless him. Let all the winners bless him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, bless his name.
Amen.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not.
Amen. That was a good one.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody didn't hang up?
Nope,
well,
I'm going
to be it now. I'll see y'all later. I'm going to be it. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Love you, sister.
Good night.
You love you, too. Thank you, Sister Barry.
You're welcome.
I'll see you here.
Good night.
Okay. They're not playing no more music. I guess that must have been the last song. Okay, then.
So.
I got to watch the traffic. I'm driving back home now.
Okay, I'll see you all tomorrow, Lord's will, in the morning. Good night.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
All right, Esther.